Bigfoot. Stomp, stomp, stomp. Bigfoot. Under a redwood tree. Bigfoot. Stomp, stomp, stomp. Bigfoot. And me.
This thing was 10 foot tall. He had beautiful hair.
It is the very first Bigfoot bulletin of the year, and this is a big one. This is the most important one, Brad, because this is a Class A sighting. The Bigfoot Bulletin, of course, we keep you on top of the Bigfoot news. His home is here in the Pacific Northwest, but sometimes he will venture out of here.
Sure, and he's got cousins and stuff all along the way.
The Class A sighting.
You said to me that is basically the next best thing would be DNA. This is as close as you get to having the real thing.
It's the highest rating sighting you can have. And what is very interesting about this sighting, Brad, is that this is a rare daytime sighting that took place in Colorado. Now, this happened a couple of summers ago, and the reason we're finding out about it now is because when you get a sighting of this importance and magnitude, a lot of research needs to be done before it can be released to the public.
If you just came out and said on social media, hey, I saw Bigfoot at XYZ spot, then the public all goes running out there and it gets ruined.
Now, you have to have thorough research, and it was done in Summit County, Colorado, where this happened only a couple of summers, two summers back. Okay? A daytime hiker. He was taking a break near an old log cabin. Right? So he's resting near an old log cabin, and he hears something. And then he looks around.
He's like, that can't be Bigfoot. It's the middle of the day.
He sees something at about 11,000 feet of elevation. And what does he see? He sees our friend attempting and failing to climb a 20-foot-high snow wall. This is in broad daylight. So he's trying to climb this thing, and he can't. Bigfoot cannot get up this 20-foot-high snow wall. He can't get the good grip, you know. He's 8 feet tall. He's halfway there, but he needs a little help, and the snow wall is
that
not,
hide is heavy too.
Yeah, and so yeah, right. When he gets snow on his Bigfoot, he already weighs. What do you think he weighs? 1,000 pounds.
If he's full grown. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, when you get snow on you, you're all wet, you probably weigh twice that. Mm-hmm. So it's not easy for him to scale this wall. But eventually he moves. He says, screw this wall. And he just kind of walks around a corner and he's gone. So
I'm going to go up the back tracks.
So the hiker calls his buddies out and says, I told you what I saw. We got to start looking for this thing. And so they go into that area, and what do they find? They find the big footprints in the snow. Large handprints and large footprints as well.
So does that constitute the A1 sighting?
Well, somehow he brings the footprints to the Bigfoot Field Research Organization investigator, Scott Miles. And he says, Scott, take a look at these footprints. What do we have here? And Scott says, oh, yeah, that's him. That's him, all right. And he says, I believe that the Bigfoot investigator, Scott Miles, says, I believe that this guy, this man out there in the woods, saw exactly what he reported, and he was a witness to Sasquatch, probably a young individual that accidentally or naively, he's talking about the Bigfoot, young Bigfoot, naively got caught in a compromising situation in the daytime in a fairly high traffic area. You know, the your older big feet.
Oh, man, it's a punishment that came upon him for that.
They know they're not supposed to go out in daylight. But the younger guys.
Yeah, Grandpa Sasquatch put it to him that night.
Yeah, probably.
He said, go get me a switch, boy. And he had to go out there and pull like a whole tree out of the ground. And then Grandpa just laid into him.
You don't go out during the broad daylight. So this was given a Class A sighting. That is the highest rated sighting with regard to confidence. It was Bigfoot playing around, a young Bigfoot playing around in the daytime.
Bigfoot, stomp, stomp, stomp. Bigfoot under a redwood.
And they could tell from the imprint that he had a plantar fasciitis in his left heel.
Young guy. Already getting the plantar fasciitis.
He looked like he had six fingers on each hand.